Online home rental sites such as Airbnb might be good for travelers, but many cities complain that they drive up prices and take away housing for residents. Berlin recently banned short-term rentals. Barcelona's mayor plans to stop people from letting out their homes on websites without a license. Airbnb's number one destination is Paris, and that city's trying to strike a balance. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley sends this report.
Airbnb has grown exponentially in the City of Light. In 2012, it offered about 4,000 rentals. Just 4 years later, there are more than 70,000. In some neighborhoods, in August, there are more Airbnb renters than there are residents. David Downey, who writes about Paris, says online home rentals have changed the character of his neighborhood and his building.
So what you have is this constant turnover of people dragging their suitcases in across the cobbled courtyard late at night, stamping around, wearing shoes in these old buildings that have no acoustic insulation. There's no insulation in these old buildings. It's completely out of control.
Ian Brossard is deputy mayor of Paris. He says his city doesn't want to ban Airbnb outright.
À la fois, nous sommes heureux que Paris soit une destination touristique.
We are happy that Paris is a very important destination for the company, but we are worried about its impact on housing. We don't want to lose more housing for Parisians when there is already a severe shortage.
A new law allows residents to only rent their properties for 4 months of the year. Longer than that, says Brossard, and it's clearly a tourist operation, and you must apply for a permit and register your home as a commercial property. Those who don't can face a $30,000 fine. NPR reached Nathan Blacharczyk, co-founder and CTO of Airbnb. He says the company is doing its best to work with cities.
We've entered into tax agreements with nearly 200 different cities around the world, and in the process collected $85 million to date.
Deputy Mayor Brossard says Airbnb is now collecting the city's tourist tax, but has refused to stop people renting out their property for more than 4 months. This week, a French newspaper criticized Airbnb for paying hardly any corporate taxes. The paper said if France is such a popular destination, it's because of the fantastic public transport and tourist infrastructure, all paid for by French taxpayers. A hotel organization is suing Airbnb for unfair competition, but Eric Husson, who works as a concierge, says it's tourists' concern about security that's caused the drop in bookings.
The recent terrorism attacks, so they affect us a lot. It's not at all Airbnb, no.
Husson rents out a room in his own apartment on Airbnb. He says it gives him a little extra cash and something else.
It makes me also the opportunity to meet people from all over the world. And this is really interesting. It also brings economically positive things for the city.
Husson says if people spend a little less on lodging, they spend more on restaurants and shopping, and it all comes back to Paris in the end. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.